To tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
There's a burning hole in my heart when it all comes apart. I hope you rise from the ashes.
And everybody
wants to survive the rising tide. It down below, just to find the other side of it all.
You're tuned in to From the Basement right here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I'm your host, DJ Addy. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Like Pittsburgh believes that a truly livable city is one where everyone has convenient and affordable options for getting around safely and reliably.
True.
That's why we need reasonable alternatives to driving, such as connected bike lanes, good public transit, and safe sidewalks. Learn more and join the movement at bikepgh.org and follow us on social media at bikepgh.
True. We've got Manly on the air with us tonight for a special interview segment with yet another local expert. Stay tuned. More to come. From the basement, we're spinning What's What in rock, indie, a little bit of pop, with occasional interviews with local experts. We've had experts on this show from a range of topics. We've had a local expert on being in various metal bands in general around Pittsburgh. We've had experts on in spinning electro-funk music. We've had an expert on in literally curing cancer. We've had a lot of experts on this show. And tonight, with us right here on From the Basement on WRCT, we've got our local expert on moving, specifically helping other people move. It's Manly Roberts, hailing from North Carolina, now a longtime Pittsburgher, relatively so, here on the show to talk about helping other people move. So, Manly, give us an intro on how this all started. What prompted you the first time to think, well, I like moving enough, or I like helping people enough that I want to help other people move, whether from the angle of liking people or liking moving or not liking moving, but liking specific people enough to help them take a load off?
Thanks, Eddie. I think it is about the moving for me. Yeah. So I started all of this back in my undergrad. There was a summer, I think it might have been the summer of 2019, and I was orientation leader at the time. And what that meant is that for, you know, the summer period, you really get to know the other, say, 100 orientation leaders quite well.
100? This was not right here at Carnegie Mellon?
This was at Georgia Tech. So we had quite the scale of a student body, and I think over 100 orientation leaders every summer.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the things you try to do is get to know a lot of folks from among that staff. And it's also summer, which means people's leases are ending. They're going to their sublets for the summer, and then at the end of the summer, they're moving to their new apartment. And that's a lot of surface area for moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it known that if someone wanted help, I would be available. And I helped many people move that summer, and every time had a blast.
What was it? Was it mostly people you knew taking you up on that, or just strangers looking for some free help?
You know, it was other orientation leaders who I generally did not know that well. And I think that's the ideal radius for helping someone move, is you've got some common connection, like your acquaintances, but you don't really know them that well, because over the course of helping them move, you will begin to know them that well. You will see every aspect of their life. You will move every box. There will be many conversations about what's important to them, what's not. And at the end of that experience, they will be one of your friends.
Interesting. I'm surprised you're able to glean that much about a person from what they're moving. I feel like when I move, a lot of maybe the smaller, more personal, intricate items are in boxes, and the real character pieces, the few character pieces that you see in are their maybe upholstered furniture or maybe any larger size artwork.
I think that's true for people who've moved a few times.
Mm.
But imagine you're a second year in your undergrad.
Uh-huh.
You might only have moved once, which is into that dorm. And I think that was the experience for a lot of these folks, and they don't have the science down yet.
They don't have any boxes.
They don't have boxes. They don't have boxes. To be honest, they don't have that much stuff. So it's doable to actually pack and move and unpack in one day, as opposed to the multi-day effort that many of us with more stuff experience, where we put things in boxes, and then moving day itself is just box relocation.
That's true. You are reminding me of my own first few moves, done in a day over the course of a couple blocks, just borrowing the cart from the IT center or whatever. Not even a car.
Yeah, and it's definitely the case that as you acquire more, it becomes more and more of a struggle. But I think that's just more and more surface area to help out people. So in the past few years, you know, my friends who are moving might be moving in a two-bedroom. And it means you need more of a team. You need 6 people. You need 8 people.
Whoa. These people are having big houses or what? That's way too many people.
It's about work hours.
Okay,
so the number
okay.
of people you have times the amount of time you spend is how much moving you can get done.
That's a good point.
You know, they said many hands make light work.
I have heard that.
Yeah, so I think for me now, it's all about the experience of sort of the logistical challenge. Like, I think that at first it was really exciting to see, you know, what people have and what they're taking with them. But now I've realized that moving is a science. It's an art as well. But really, it takes time to figure out, one, what's coming, two, you know, in what order are you moving things, what process are you using? Are you going to load it into a U-Haul? Are you going to put it into a container and send it across the country? And three, you know, like what might you be able to leave behind?
Yes. All good points. Let's dig into some of those specifics right after this, getting back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. We'll be back with Manly Expert Mover in just a few minutes.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Each week, they choose a new movie theme and they offer concessions. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, the three songs we heard so far tonight, we just heard Filigar with Wavy Days. Before that, it was Lutalo with Ocean Swallows Him Whole. And we opened up the hour with The District's No Blood. All songs from recently sent to us by our good friends and partners at various record labels, indie aggregators, and or independent artists. Back to our special topic for tonight, interview with local expert Manly on moving, specifically helping others move. So, Manly, you went into the benefits of helping people move primarily as helping and that feeling good, but also being interested in seeing a color of someone's life through the lens of their stuff. Are there any other secondary benefits for you? Like, do you ever say, well, I'm not going to pay for a gym membership this month because I got a couple friends that have to move across town or what?
You know, that is the age-old benefit that anyone will bring up when you talk about helping someone move.
You're in it for the pizza and beer too?
I'm in it for the pizza, the beer, and the workout. I think there is something to say about functional fitness, about mm-hmm. the idea that the movements you might undertake while helping someone move are very different from those that you would engage with in your average workout. You're going to be holding objects that have poor handholds and uncomfortable sizes. You're going to be going up and down stairs. There might be ice or snow outside, which requires you to be very careful. And all of these things, some people might refer to as dangers. But to me, they are opportunities. Opportunities to work on your balance, your finger strength, your body positioning, and your teamwork. Because nobody moves alone. And with these big, heavy objects, you're going to be doing a lot of communicating with your fellow lifters.
That all makes sense. I know what you mean about the challenges. I also, in a similar vein, found learning how to ride a bike in the ice and snow was a fun challenge when I lived in Wisconsin. And that was my main mode of transportation.
I think there's a lot to be said for reframing difficulties in your life as opportunities.
I like driving in the snow, too.
Driving in the snow, biking in the snow, and moving in the snow.
So you also mentioned earlier thinking ahead of the move, how you plan about it. Like if you have boxes at all, if you're using a truck, if you're using a shipping container, how do you go about planning a move since you have so much experience?
So it depends on if you are the mover or the movie. Imagine you are preparing for a move.
We call them films.
Imagine you're preparing for a move yourself. Obviously, you're going to need boxes. I think it's a great time to think about your next move if it's coming up in the next few months and start filtering out the objects that are not going to come with you. Check your local buy nothing groups. Find people who can take these objects and use them for good. If that fails, take them to a secondhand store or some kind of recycling center, depending on what they are.
Just go around the city leaving them in local businesses.
Yeah, you can also just litter.
No, that's not littering. That's surprise donations.
Surprise donations. I think the easiest thing to do to move is to not have stuff in general. But if you do have some stuff you want to take with you, think about the positioning it's going to take in your vehicle. And start organizing boxes based on how annoying you want them to be to lift in and out of a truck. So if you have a heavy box, make sure it's not particularly awkward in size and put it closer to your door. You're going to want to move that first into the truck and move the lighter objects later. If you have particular furniture that might cause an issue, which I think, Addy, you have a clock, which I helped you move once, which caused a bit of a conundrum. You have to treat it a special way.
It was not a conundrum with Manly here. That's right, folks. Last summer, Manly himself helped me move stuff from my apartment into a truck. And the most important help I got from Manly was tying down an old fragile grandfather clock that's taller than I am. And after I saw what Manly did, I realized that if I had done this myself, it would have arrived in the destination all broken up. Were you in Boy Scouts? How did you learn how to do all those knots?
I was a Cub Scout. I did not make it all the way through the Boy Scout program, but it turns out that You learn knots pretty early in your Cub Scout career, and they're pretty hard to forget. My favorite knots are the bowline and the square knot. I think everyone should learn those knots.
What have been some of the most favorite or most memorable items that you've helped people move, either in terms of personal interest, allowed you to see a unique aspect of their personality, or because the shape or weight of it presented a unique or fun challenge?
I think the ones that I look back on are often the awkward, heavy ones, because those are the ones where when you finish, you feel like you and your fellow movers have truly grown close together. And so years later, those are the ones that I always look back on. I remember moving couches. I remember moving grandfather clocks. Most recently, back in Charlotte, where I'm from, I helped a friend move a new dresser into their bedroom. We had to turn it on its side and slide it on a rug because it would not fit through the doorway. And that's a memorable experience to me. I can't forget that.
That's good. I'm glad you have so many positive memories from this. I do have positive memories of moving, but they're mostly concentrated in the time where I could do it in one day with like a penny board as my truck or a borrowed Honda Civic or something. And, you know, the blocks were like, the moves are a few blocks away or something instead of states.
Yeah. I think as we grow older, life gets more complex. And it's a challenge to feel as comfortable with that complexity as with simplicity, but that's what we all try to do.
That's a lovely message. We'll get back to our conversation with Manly after kind of back into the music right here on Pittsburgh's Best Radio Station, going back to our usual in-person format of picking out great selections from our extensive physical record library right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to a show called From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh, and we love rock and roll music. We just heard a few songs by Silkworm. That was Inside Outside, and before that, it was Violet. All from between 1990 and 1994 on Matador Records. Back to tonight's special topic, back with Manly. Moving, covered a variety of aspects of his moves, helping other people move, why he likes it, how to plan. Manly, what's your favorite move of your own that you have orchestrated?
Do you want favorite or do you want most memorable?
Well, let's cover both if you have different answers.
I think favorite is my most recent move. I put in the prep time.
From where to where?
From within Pittsburgh. I moved from Shadyside to Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in the prep time. We had ranked the objects toward the door from, you know, the heaviest and most cumbersome at the door to lighter ones elsewhere. And on actual moving day, from U-Haul pickup to U-Haul drop-off was less than 3 hours.
No way. For an entire apartment.
That
for
includes,
an entire one-bedroom
that
apartment.
That includes driving the U-Haul from the U-Haul station on Washington Boulevard to the apartment, to the next apartment, and returning it. That was less than 3 hours.
And how many helpers did you have?
Let's see. Three helpers plus myself.
Wow. What's... Like, to most people, I think that sounds almost unbelievable.
So I think what I'm you know, leaving out here is that there were some days afterwards when I picked up miscellaneous and cleaned up the apartment. Mm-hmm. I think if you need to move out and be done in one day, it adds a lot of pressure and impetus. But if you know you can use your last 5% of, you know, objects and come back to them, it helps a lot.
That's true, and especially on a crosstown move like that, if
cross-town
you have some
move.
Overlap where you have two apartments at once. Did you have two apartments at once?
I did.
Yeah. Did you have two apartments for the whole month?
5 day overlap.
Wow, that's perfect. Yeah. How do you manage that?
Oh, I was moving in with a friend, and they said that I could move in a bit early, which is very nice of them.
Easy. So that was your favorite
move.
And it was your favorite because of just how excellently you executed on that with
no,
the preparation.
Team effort.
Okay.
But yes, it was a seamless move. Let's put it that way.
And your most memorable?
Most memorable is one of my worst moves. Back in college, back when I was orientation leader, as we discussed earlier in the program, and I was helping many people move, sometimes I overcommitted myself.
Oh.
And on one particular day, I committed to help someone else move, and I was also supposed to move myself that day. So I was doing what one does and fulfilling my friend responsibility, but then I get notified by my friend who's coming to help me move that they're on their way.
Oh, man.
And I'm nowhere near ready to go. And we did end up getting done what we needed to do, which was stash my stuff in their parents' garage for the summer. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they will never let me live it down. Because I was so preoccupied with helping someone else that I was a bad friend to the one who was coming to help me.
Mm.
And there's a lesson in there. You need to put your own oxygen mask on before you can help those in the seat next to you. So that was 7 years ago now, and I have to say thank you, Jib, for never letting me live it down.
Did you take the pizza and beer from the first move and then directly give it to the friend helping you move?
Unfortunately, I was 19 at the time. There was no beer. There was pizza.
Okay.
And it was passed on. Ideally, in our lives, we give and we take.
Yes.
You help people move because it so happens that one day you will move and you will call upon your network and they will help you. You have to put out that energy to be able to receive that energy.
The phenomenon of liking to help other people move, it's emerged this week in in some subsets of Pittsburgh communities as maybe more of a common attribute than you might think. So listeners, the next time you need to move, think of your friend. You know, ask around. You and a handful of other people I've met in Pittsburgh have said the same thing, and they really do mean it. They're not just they're not just being nice.
And my parting advice is, even if you aren't moving, start asking if you can help now, because you've got a friend probably already who's stressing about their move, and you can help take a little bit of that load right off.
True. Manly, is there anything else related to moving that you'd like to cover on tonight's show? I feel like I've exhausted my questions.
I think we covered our bases. I mean, it's not really that hard. You just show up, you appreciate the situation, you make a plan, and you execute it. If your plan doesn't work, you replan. I mean, it's simple as pie. It just requires some grit and the desire to stay a bit longer and do a little more muscle, and then the desire to go out and have dinner afterwards and feel closer to your friends. If you have those attributes, you can do this too.
What a lovely message. When you helped me move, did you think I was well prepared?
Yes. Yes, of course. Seamless. In fact, that may have been my number one move, to help someone else.
No, you're just being nice.
Well, when you have as many moves as I have, they do blend together somewhat, but it does stand out.
This is a different slant of this question, and not really the main topic, but what has been your favorite move, not in terms of the execution, but in terms of the change in your life? Is it from North Carolina to Georgia, Georgia to Pittsburgh? Just changing neighborhoods in Pittsburgh?
I think for me, the neighborhood changes don't really mark much of a difference for me. It's the big city moves that really are the end of one chapter and the beginning of a new one. I'm coming up on the end of a chapter now. I'll be moving out of Pittsburgh about 3 months from now to California.
What's... This is breaking news. You have never heard this before. Pittsburgh, Manly is going west.
I think it's going to be the biggest move yet. So I'm nervous, but I'm also excited. There's an opportunity to carve a life for oneself, and each chapter forms a piece of that life.
I've heard. So where in California?
Moving to San Francisco.
Nice. Do you know where in the city?
I haven't quite figured it out yet. Probably going to be the Mission.
We'll miss you. Pittsburgh is going to miss you a lot, but I'm really excited for you, Manly, and I'm excited to be able to visit you. It's another increase to the San Francisco core of people that I love to visit.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to seeing you there.
Aw. So bittersweet. All right, we'll see if Manly has any more words after this. Manly, do you have to skedaddle tonight?
I think I'm okay.
You're okay? Yep. Okay, cool. Well, then maybe we'll get back to some more talk. Maybe we'll talk about some music. This is mostly a music show. After we get back to some music here on Pittsburgh's best radio station. every day in America. People are eating food every season. Crops, produce, grains are getting harvested. But
each year, 40% of food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Wasting food wastes everything. Water, labor, fuel, and money. Cook it, store it, share it, just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council and WRCT.
Or use your own critical thinking skills. Manly, this has been super fantastic, picking your brain about moving, both in terms of a technical aspect and your own personal stories. This is a music show, and so I'll put you on the spot and ask you about some music. What have you been listening to recently that you've enjoyed a lot?
So for me, it tends to come and go by the month. I'm one of those people who will over exploit a single genre for some period of time, get sick of it, and then move on. But recently, a few of those areas of interest have been Men I Trust, who I actually got a chance to see live in Pittsburgh sort of in the second half of 2025. Charlie XCX.
Of course.
Who is making her foray into cinema very soon, I believe, is involved with the soundtrack for Wuthering Heights, and who had a great year back in 2024, I guess it was.
Yes. Gosh, so long ago.
How the time does fly. I like music that, I like artists that cover a range of emotions, and to me, Charlie does, if you take all of her albums into consideration, but for each album, it tends to focus on a single emotion.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, Brat has some melancholy and some lament. It's predominantly a high-energy album where the energy is masking some darkness.
Burning at both ends.
Exactly. And I think that that spoke a lot to me at that time when it came out. And I think that Charlie is an artist who successfully captures the zeitgeist of what's happening and converts it into music. So her 2020 album, How I'm Feeling Now, to me is the definitive sort of COVID time, kind of bedroomy, but kind of representing suppressed energy that wants to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's an album for every emotion, every season. I'm excited to see what the next one is. As she grows in her life and we grow in ours, maybe there are new untapped emotions to be found.
I also very much enjoyed How I'm Feeling Now, especially for its time. It felt appreciative and romantic. And if you're a fan of that album, listeners, I also highly encourage you to check out a cut, Charlie XCX Live at Appleville, some pandemic era, I guess how we describe it is like digital online concerts from the early COVID era, put on by PC Music.
Where is Appleville?
Appleville? Oh, it's not real. It's
fictional.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean,
is there a
actually,
is
I actually don't know that. I is should it, not say it? That. There very may well be a recording studio or something called Appleville. That's actually probably the case. So don't mind me over here. Or is there any music that you associate with moving? Or like any type of music you listen to while moving? And I ask this because my last move, I basically over and over would listen to the Charlie discography and my favorite album of last year, Dream Your Reality, DYR, by DJ Billy Boole.
I think for me, for a move, it's Yacht Rock.
Huh. What
it's
about
just,
it?
You have to put on something on the speaker that no one is going to complain about for the next several hours. And it needs to be relatively fire and forget. And a more emotional, more experimental album might have some songs that don't feel to me like moving songs. But if I just take a classic yacht rock mix, nobody will complain. And we'll get it done.
That's nice. That's a good point. When I was thinking of this for myself, it's always been like me doing solo moves with the lower amount of stuff, or like me doing the prep mode.
Yeah. But a move should be a party. I mean, I think if you think about it that way, you invite the kind of energy that's going to attract people to help you move, and you'll bring that energy when you yourself are the assistant mover for your friend's moves.
That's we approach it differently. I consider the move less like a party and more akin to like a sports game. Like, that's the mentality I have going into it, is a little bit of anxiety, which maybe tells you what kind of athlete I was. And mental preparedness, sure, and fortitude, and being ready for a long time. Maybe that's partly to do with I tend to like try to move on hard mode of like doing it all at once. My last move I moved across states in just one weekend, packing up the truck with Manly on a Saturday, and then driving 7 hours the next morning and unloading everything the next day.
You know, it's definitely valid to just want to get it over with and to have it maybe something to endure, but if you can find the joy, dang.
Especially the unloading aspect, because I knew I had about an hour and a half before the rain started.
Yeah.
And so for about an hour and a half, I was actually just running, just nonstop running, sweat pouring down as I moved everything into the new house solo.
But how cool it is to be alive. You know, now that's a memory you've got forever.
Oh yeah. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it, and definitely thankful that I am still able to carry out such tasks with such vigor.
A huge aspect of it. Maybe something implicit in our conversation has been that for many of us, we're not going to be able to move ourselves for our whole lives.
Yeah.
And there are many of us who can't already. And I think building and fostering that community means that for those of your friends who already can't move themselves, or who in the future may not be able to, you can be there for them. And they can be there for you.
What a lovely closing message. What do you have in your very immediate plans, Manly, both in terms of Pittsburgh and in terms of music?
How immediate are we talking?
I'm thinking that if you're looking to hang out with the Manly himself, the local expert of tonight, from the basement.
You have about 3 months.
And if you're looking to meet me, DJ Addy, we're having a DJ Addy and Manly meet and greet tonight at Spirit Hall at Jellyfish in a few hours. You can catch us there. We're going to Jelly.
Oh, we are.
Until then, we're going back. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. Before we do, I'd like to remind you that if you like tuning into this radio program from the basement, well, there are plenty of other fantastic shows on WRCT, such as Love Ballads and A Side of Word Salads. The Don Juan Love Hour provides all the best noise the FM waves have to offer. Keep the love moving, the wheels cruising, and the music grooving during the Don Juan Love Hour, Mondays starting at 2 p.m., exclusively right here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. And a very long-running show from the Moxster, who last year hit a quarter century on WRCT. It's Vive La Mock. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Moxster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Vive La Mock, Fridays starting at 9 in just 5 minutes, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station.
Talk while